Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quickness, your Friday, May 10th edition. We got a 14-game slate on tap for you to send you into your hopefully lovely Mother's Day weekend. It was an interesting Thursday night, to say the least. The Mariners let us all down, and I do it again in a heartbeat because that matchup was ridiculous. If you look at Jay's Happ stats, that was the definition of because baseball. He did things he hasn't done all season long, to a very good offense versus left-handed pitching. So things happen, and it's the part of baseball, so we move on. We had a lot of things right, some things wrong, and that one hurt quite a bit, but otherwise, good stuff. And, you know, the Cardinals, I tweeted it out right when it happened, and then I believe the Elias Sports, whatever you call them, the stat heads, they tweeted it out a couple hours later. The Cardinals scored 17 runs last night without one home run. That is pretty, pretty impressive. So you don't see that every day. It's one of the few times it's ever happened with that many runs scored. They showed it. They tweeted it out. Go check it out. It's happened like three other times in like the history of baseball or something. It's pretty crazy. So, yeah, that's baseball. Baseball in a nutshell. It's so much fun there. So check all that out. Last night recorded an episode of Bench with Bubba, episode 169 with Max Freeze, freestats.com. He's also at Fantasy Pros and Pitcher List. Lots of good stuff with him. Talked about a lot of good players, some interesting players that are hot and cold right now. And then talked about his stat he developed and he's still continuing to work on. He uses barrel rates because barrels is the best indicator of hits and home runs. He used home runs per barrel rate and then used park factors, and he basically made a new form of park factors. He has a data sheet. We talked about cheap home runs in certain ballparks, how those work off of barrels. He's going to develop that onto his model as well, but it's a pretty cool thing. It shows, you know, there's some of the usual suspects, but then like the Padres are like eighth or ninth on that list, say at Petco Park. So lots of interesting stuff there. Go check out Free Stats and go check out Bench with Bubba. I'd much appreciate it. And you can find all that stuff over at FantasySportsDegens.com. So go check that out at FantasyDegens on Twitter. We have the free Slack chat at FantasyDegens. Lots of great stuff going on over there. So go check all that out. I'd much, much appreciate it. All right, on to your 14-game slate tonight. After you give a rating and review on iTunes, you can continue listening to the podcast. So go give a rating and review. I'd much appreciate it. But we have the totals on this 14-game slate. Angels at Orioles, 10.5, and it's two just bad pitchers. We got a lot of bad pitching tonight. White Sox, Blue Jays, 9.5. It's really crazy on a 14-game slate to have this many options is going to be messy. Marlins, Mets, 7. Yankees, Rays, 7.5. Mariners, Red Sox, 9.5. Tigers, Twins, 9. Rangers, Astros, 8. Phillies, Royals, 9.5. Pirates, Cardinals, 8.5. Padres, Rockies, and Coors, 10. Waiting on the total, Indians at A's, because it's kind of up in the air on who's starting in that one. Braves, D-backs, 8.5. Nationals, Dodgers, 8. Reds, Giants, 7.5. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of your 14 games of 9 or more totals. You have 2 in the 10s. Lots and lots to go here. That Indians-A's total should probably be 8.5 or so, I'm assuming. So lots of offense to attack on this slate weather-wise. Angels, Orioles, 20 to 30% chances of rains. Keep an eye on that one. Seattle, Boston, wind blowing out to left about 20 miles or about 13 miles an hour. About 20% chances of rain there. Cleveland, Oakland, blowing out to center about 11 miles an hour. Usually not a big deal in the evening. And then Miami and the Mets blowing out to center at about 11 miles an hour as well. So lots and lots going on there. Let's get into your pitching on this slate. Justin Verlander leads the way at $11,000. At home against the Texas Rangers. Verlander's always got that 30-point upside. That's what makes him so good. But $11,000 on this slate is not going to be an easy task. He has faced Texas this year. In Texas, 7 innings, 1 hit, was a homer. 8 strikeouts for 30.2 points. We talk about Verlander. You can play Texas bats in GPPs. Maybe not stack, but one-offs for sure because he gives up homers. These are his home runs by game. 3-1-1-1-1-1-1. He's given up one home run in every game of the year, 3 in the last one. He gives up the long ball, but he still strikes out so many. He has the upside to get you 30 points on any given night. His floor is very good. His floor is 20 to 25 pretty much on a given night. He's a minus 250 home favorite, which is tremendous. A Texas team striking out 23.5% of the time. They have the lowest team total of 2.8. Lefty's 217, righty's 262. But like I mentioned with Texas, 349 WOBA, 210 ice over his right-handed pitching. He's going to give up the long ball. We saw Hunter Pence go deep yesterday, almost a second time in the ninth to give him the lead. But Josh Reddick with an amazing home run robbing catch to keep Texas in the lead there. But the Crawford box is in left. That's one thing Max and I talked about on Bench with Bubba. A lot of cheap home runs there. A lot of them. So Texas bats, GPP relevant. But Verlander in play, especially in cash games at $11,000. But down the way, you can save a few bucks. You save $400, and your best bet tonight, at least on my opinion, on paper, is Luis Castillo of the Reds. He's bringing a 1.97 ERA, a 0.97 whip into action. And it's not all smoke and mirrors when you still have a Sierra that is oh so nice. So you look at Luis Castillo, and he's getting you 22-2, 20, 17, 30. Just absolutely dealing. He basically has 22 or more points in all but two starts this year. He's averaging 24 points a game on the season. He's facing a Giants team that strikes out 23% of the time versus righties. Castillo, 25% K rate, 48% ground ball rate. Oh, and he's pitching in hitter-friendly AT&T Park. Giants, 3.4 team total. Lefties do hit 353, but righties 287. Again, Giants are dreadful. 291 WOBA, 162 ice over right-handed pitching. Luis Castillo is an outstanding option on this slate. After Castillo, we have a few more guys in the 9K and above range we could look at. I'm going to pass on Tyler Glasnow. It's out of respect for the Yankees, but Glasnow could be a sneaky GPP play, but I'd rather pay 200 more for Luis Castillo and walk away. You can go down to Zach Greinke, though, and if you're going to play GPPs with Glasnow, I'd rather save 600 and go to Greinke, who is at home, and he's been outstanding this season at home. 2.53 ERA, 25.5 DraftKings points on average. He gets an Atlanta Braves team. We saw Luke Weaver just put up 23 against last night. And Greinke's been outstanding this year. 3.42 ERA, 0.96 whip. He's striking out 24% of the batters he faces, and the Braves are striking out over 22% of the time. Greinke, 45% ground ball rate, lost to like there with that humidor in Arizona. Atlanta does have a run total of 4. Lefties 302, righties 305 versus Greinke. But when it comes to GPPs, Greinke's as good as it gets to me at $9,800 if you're going to pay up, because the upside's tremendous. The risk is there, but tremendous upside with him. At $9,700, you got Zach Wheeler. Very interesting call here. 27.6 his last time out. Struggled against Cincinnati, and then 38.8 against Philadelphia. Starting to figure it out. The stuff is there. The consistency is not with Zach Wheeler, so not a cash game play, but when you're facing the Miami Marlins, you're on the radar. You're definitely on the radar. Miami team striking out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You got a 24% K rate for Wheeler, a 45% ground ball rate, and only a 25% hard contact rate. So when he's messing up, it's mainly a control thing, just giving up a couple stupid pitches, and that's what gets him into most of his trouble. When you're looking at Miami, 2.8 team total, just above Texas is the lowest total on the slate. Lefties 305, righties 254, and the Marlins a 264 WOBA and a 0.93 ISO versus right-handed pitching. They are dreadful. So Zach Wheeler at 97, another really, really good option on this slate. So 9K and above, it's really good. I love Castillo. And I'm a Giants fan, so I know this one through and through. The Giants coming out of Coors, rough weather there. They've been on the road for a while. First game home, it's Orange Friday. But coming out of Coors does usually shock some teams. And I love Luis Castillo, especially in a ballpark like this. He's going to have a lot of fun. He should have a lot of fun. So Castillo at 10.6 is a great play. You got JV at 11,000. Nothing wrong with that at all. Greinke at 98. Very, very nice GPP play with some tremendous upside. But Atlanta's no joke. So you saw Weaver do it. Greinke can do it just the same. And no one's going to own him at $9,800 amongst this mess of pitchers. And then Zach Wheeler at 97. GPP also, tremendous upside versus a team like Miami. The consistency just hasn't been there with Wheeler, but that's why he's priced up there, because it is a great, great spot for Zach Wheeler. So there's 9 pitchers. There's 9 pitchers at 9K and above. These are the 4 I'm targeting. Castillo, JV, Greinke, Wheeler. That's what I'm looking at there. Big fan of those guys. Mix and match as you please. But for me, it's Luis Castillo with the bullet. That's the guy we're rolling with tonight in San Francisco. When you drop below the 9K range, it gets a little dicier. You got Eduardo Rodriguez at home, $8,800 against the Seattle Mariners, a Mariners team that let everyone down last night. So tonight would be the night to jump back on him, right? Technically, yes. If you're a game theory guy, yes. But at the same time, with E-Rod, there's a couple things to look at here. His home road splits this year, very evident. 3.64 ERA at home, 6.98 on the road. He's averaging 22.3 DraftKings points per start at home, giving up 7 earned and 17 and a third compared to 15 earned and 19 and a third. Much, much better at home this season. Secondly, massive reverse splits, guys. Righties hit him much worse than lefties. That's been a career thing for E-Rod. Something to always keep in mind when you're looking at Eduardo Rodriguez. Seattle has a 3.94 team total. It's a little more evened out this year, actually. Lefties 299, righties 300. In his career, though, righties hit him much less than lefties. So keep an eye on that. It's, like I said, pretty even right now. Seattle does hit lefties really well. They couldn't hit J.A. Happ. Maybe they'll get to E-Rod tonight. So not the safest of plays. Like, literally, if you're a game theory player and you play DFS for that, you know, I'm going to hit one big every, like, couple months. Going back on Seattle tonight after last night is the way to do it. They'll go extremely low-owned, and they could easily pop off against a guy like E-Rod. There's no doubt about it. But on a slate like this, like as we keep going on the pitching here, after that 9K range, it gets very, very bleak, and you're going to want to fit in some big bats, so you're going to have to go low. E-Rod at 88, tremendous upside in that matchup. But for the same price point, Jake Odorizzi at home against the Detroit Tigers is a very, very nice spot. Jake has 23 or more DraftKings points in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's been outstanding this year, especially at home. 0.096 ERA at home, averaging 28.3 DraftKings points in his 3 home starts. 24 Ks and 18 and 2/3 at home compared to a 4.77 ERA on the road. Much, much better at home so far this year in Minnesota at Target Field. And Target Field's actually a better hitter's park than people think, but early in the year when the weather isn't great, it helps you out. He'll be facing a Detroit team where he's a -210 home favorite. That's the second highest favorite on the board. The only guy higher than him, Justin Verlander. And he's a lot cheaper than Justin Verlander. The Detroit Tigers strike out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Odorizzi, 23% K rate. The thing with Odorizzi, it always scares you, massive fly ball rate. Only a 28% ground ball rate. So lots of fly balls off the bat of Odorizzi. But it's a Detroit Tiger team with the 6th lowest total on the slate at 3.6. Lefties 341, righties 336. But when you look at Detroit Tigers, wOBA of 291, ISO of 140 versus right-handed pitchers. So Odorizzi at 8,800, big fan. Big fan of Jake Odorizzi tonight, especially in this mid-tier range. I'm not too worried about being on, like, you don't want to be on the chalk too often, but on a 14-game slate where you can differentiate your bats in so many ways with so many totals over 9, if you got to get a little chalky at pitching to get some comfort zone, if you want to go Castillo, Odorizzi, no problem with that at all. If they don't pan out, that is literally the hashtag Cuz Baseball. Like, literally, they are in 2 of the best matchups on this slate, priced appropriately. They should absolutely smash. On paper, you should be getting 20 to 25 plus points from both of those guys. On paper, that is the way you lock and load and get things started and then find your bats from there. That is the way I would start my day. The third guy I look at here is Pablo Lopez, $8,100 at the New York Mets. I think it's a really nice pivot off of Odorizzi if you want to be a little different. 14.6 at home, 13 points on the road. Gives up a few more runs on the road, but you'd expect that when you leave Miami's ballpark here. He's coming off a 23.1 point performance against Atlanta. Last 2 home starts at Philly, 8.6, but at Cleveland, 27.3. Looking back, he has not faced the New York Mets yet this year. It's a Mets offense that's very inconsistent. Very, very inconsistent. We know the power's there, but they also strike out almost 25% of the time versus righties. Pablo Lopez, 21% K rate, 50.5% ground ball rate. That will help you a lot. The Mets team total of 4.2, lefties 303, righties 310. When you look at the Mets, a 301 wOBA and a 140 ISO. First right-handed pitching, so not lighting the world on fire. Pablo Lopez going into Citi Field could be really, really nice here at $8,100. A nice lower-owned possible mid-tier place. Nice pivot off of the E-Rods and Odorizzi's of the world in this mid-range. So in this 8K range, I got Odorizzi 1, E-Rod 2, and Lopez 3. But don't sleep on Lopez as a nice pivot. Like if you want to go Castillo Lopez or Greinke Lopez or something like that, you can make it happen. Or go Odorizzi Lopez and get more bats. These are options you can make on this slate when you're breaking it down. Now, when I took my notes last night, I wanted nobody below Pablo Lopez. Nobody. Like, really, I'm going to do my best not to. As the day goes on, I know I'm going to gravitate to one or two guys because I'm going to want bats. That's just how the world works. We want home runs. That's just the world of baseball. And in order to get the big money bats, unless you want to gamble, which I like to do, I like to take my chances on some lower guys, give me that nice pitching floor. But if you want to gamble, a couple guys you can take a look at, but just know there's risk. You got Adam Wainwright at $7,200 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates, a Pirates team that, you know, put up four runs last night. But we're talking Adam Wainwright, who has struggled, but he's pitched really well at home. A 3 ERA at home in his three home starts, a 5.91 ERA on the road. He's faced Pittsburgh once this year, gave up four runs in four innings, four walks, three Ks, 2.2 DraftKings points. But at home, averaging 16.4. His last few home starts against Milwaukee, 18.5. Got destroyed by the Mets for 0.2. San Diego, 30.5. So that San Diego one kind of outweighs a few things there. But it is Adam Wainwright. The Pirates strike out 20.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Wainwright's got a 49% ground ball rate to help out with the situation. And when you look at them, Pittsburgh has a 3.9 team total, seventh. It's just above the Detroit Tigers. So something to keep in mind there. Lefties 320, righties 304. The Pirates a 302 wOBA, a 157 ISO. Their offense isn't very good. Gregory Polanco was basically their offense last night, and he's heating up, which helps. It does help. But Waino at 72 is a guy I'd look at on this slate. And then Trevor Cahill, as much as he is a gas can, he has upside because he's facing the Baltimore Orioles. Cahill's been a disaster. He's like a 6.95 ERA. Lefties are crushing him. This is a super just punt it and pray play. But when you look at Cahill and Baltimore, 21.5% K rate. Cahill does have a 21% strikeout rate, a 49% ground ball rate, but oh wait, a 40% hard hit rate. So when they hit him hard. In Camden Yard, the ball flies. Baltimore, a 4.76 team total. There's your craziness for you. $100 apart between Waino and Cahill, and their run totals, 4.76 for Baltimore, 3.88 for Pittsburgh. That's almost a full run. That's like 0.9 of a run apart. Lefties 313, righties 310 off Cahill. And the Baltimore Orioles have 299 wOBA and a 157 ISO versus righties. Not good. So it's a pick your poison. I'd rather Waino than Cahill. But Cahill does have upside against a Baltimore team that can go ice cold. At the same time, could play home run derby on you like you're playing the bongos in the Caribbean. So have fun with that. Recapping your pitching real quick. Luis Castillo up top with a bullet. Then you got Justin Verlander. You got Zach Greinke, great for a GPP. And then Zach Wheeler, with tremendous upside versus Miami, is still volatile as hell. In the mid-tier range, you got Odorizzi, who I like a ton, Erod, and then Pablo Lopez. Do not sleep on Sir Pablo this evening. And then down below, Wainwright and Cahill. All right, let's get into the bats on this slate. Before we do, talk to you about thequantedge.com. I know I mentioned them a lot, but they are a great, great DFS website. I'll be contributing over there all season long. Great group of guys, great member Discord chat. Great tools, optimizers, weather, line, Vegas, all X stats, you name it, they keep coming out. They have like 9 or 10 tools right now. They got more to come over there at thequantedge.com. Get the rest of the MLB season for $124.99. They ran a flash sale that expires at 9 a.m. this morning. So by the time you listen to this, the flash sale will be over. But I tweeted it out yesterday multiple times. It was $74.99 for the rest of the MLB season. But you get it for $124.99. Get a month of all sports. So you get the NBA playoffs plus baseball for $19.99. Or a 5-day trial for $5 by using promo code Bubba. So go to thequantedge.com, get the package of your choice. Promo code Bubba gets you the discounts you are looking for. Also, go check out draft.com. Draft in your app store. It is a great way to play fantasy sports. They do the snake-style drafts just the way you like it in your season-long leagues, except it's just for one day. And if you win, you can have the option to get paid out the next day if you so choose. Snake-style drafts, you don't have to worry about ownership. It is a great way to play daily fantasy sports. They've also introduced auction drafts, best ball drafts, and much, much more. They keep coming out with more and more ways to get it done. If you like to go to draft and you've never used draft, use promo code SD Sports, SD as in dog, sports, to get a free $3 entry to any tournament of your choice. Any tournament. They have baseball, hockey, basketball, football, golf, you name it, they got it. If you want a $3 best ball NFL thing and you've never played draft, promo code SD Sports gets you one. So go check it out, draft.com. Draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports. Back to the bats on this 14-game slate. It is ugly as usual at the catcher's position. Guys like Kevin Smith, Jonathan Lucroy versus Dan Straley. Very nice option there for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Smith, $3,700 in his matchup. But if you go up to the top, You got guys like JT Realmuto versus Homer Bailey at 45 is a very, very good look. The Phillies should be a popular play on tonight's slate. They have a 505 total. Lefty's 366. Righty's 365 versus Homer Bailey. And Realmuto's been swinging it well of late. So keep an eye on him at 4,500. Still not leaving the yard as much as we like, but four home runs, not bad. Mentioned Luke Roy at 43, Kevin Smith at 37. Two Angels options there versus Dan Straley. As you go down the list, though, it's really not as happy as you like to see it. You have Chris Iannetta at 4,200 bucks in Coors versus Eric Lauer. That is one you can definitely take a look at. Colorado 5.6 team total. Lefty's 337, righty's 331. Their second highest total on the slate, because the highest is the Angels at 575 versus Dan Straley. But yes, Iannetta, we know how much he likes facing lefties. 4,200 bucks, very much in play for you there. And other than that, there's some hit and miss moments. I don't mind Tucker Barnhart as a value at 3,100 against Derek Rodriguez. He pitches to a lot of contact. So you can look at D-Rod or Barnhart against Rodriguez at 31. And then I just check lineups and see what punts come out, because there's not a ton that just stands out as must plays for your catcher position. Heading over to first base, though, it gets very, very fun. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible. 5,900 bucks versus Anibal Sanchez. The Dodgers are a great play tonight. 4.75 team total. Anibal Sanchez has not been the same Anibal Sanchez as we expect. So Bellinger at 59, I like quite a bit. At the same time, Rhys Hoskins, 55 versus Homer Bailey, quite intriguing as well. So up top, two really nice looking options for you there. If you slide down a bit, you got Jose Abreu at 5,200 bucks versus Cletus Clay Buchholz, who currently is getting some reverse splits going on. Lefty's 268, righty's 341. White Sox 4.5 team total. So a guy like Jose Abreu at 52, bringing some thump to that lineup for you. You got Josh Bell at 5K. That's a steep price, but he's earned it for now. He's in play. I'd try to get up to Abreu or the guys above him. Or drop down. You got Eric Hosmer and Coors at 47 against Germán Márquez. The Padres will get way overlooked on this slate. With so many options, so many ways to go, the Padres have a 4.45 team total. It's like middle of the pack tonight. Germán Márquez has been good, but he's been hittable in Coors, so keep that in mind. And Hosmer's been swinging a really, really good stick of late, averaging 9.5 his last 10. He's hitting 280 on the year, 14-7, 14-9, 8-8, 15, 0-17. So really swinging a good stick there. Going into Coors Field, not a bad play at 47. Farther down you look, though, you got guys like Mitchie Fourbags against Eric Swanson at 4,400. He's in play for you. Ryan Healy versus Erod disappointed us last night. He can go back to him at 42. But Mark Reynolds and Coors versus Lauer at 42, super discount. We know he loves smashing his lefties. If he's in the lineup, he's definitely a guy to go to. He played yesterday, went 2-for-5 with a dong, 25 DraftKings points. Derek Holland on the mound. That's when you target him versus bad lefties, and Eric Lauer is a bad lefty at home. Matty Olson, 4,100 bucks versus Anderson of Cleveland. Olson's come back this year and swinging a pretty good stick. He's 4 for 13 since his return. So not bad. 8-6 his last two games. He's basically 4 for 10 in his last two games. So keep an eye on Matty Olson at 4,100. Could be a nice cheaper option. Justin Smoke at 4K versus Dylan Covey. The Seattle Mariners should have a good team total in this one. Seattle, the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, Toronto's a team total of 5. Lefty's 352, righty's 301 versus Dylan Covey. So Justin Smoke at 4K in that ballpark is a very, very nice look at home in Toronto. So keep him in mind at 4,000. A few others. If Justin Bour cracks the lineup for the Angels, he's 3,900 versus Dan Straley. Bour went deep yesterday in Detroit. He's an option versus Straley for sure. Matt Carpenter versus Trevor Williams at 38. Carpenter, first base, third base eligible. Carpenter's a part of that onslaught last night. He put up an 18 spot in against Pittsburgh. He's in play at 3,800. Always a nice cheap option. If you're not going to Abreu and you want a cheaper piece of Chicago against Buchholz, Yonder Alonso's 3,700. Another guy you can look at there. Arrieta's been okay this year. Ryan O'Hearn's a cheapie at 37. Nico Goodrum at 37 versus Oda Rizzi. Another cheap option for you. So a lot to like here. A lot of cheapies if you need to go there. And then the usual cheapest one, if you absolutely need it, you got Chris Davis at 3,100 bucks for the Orioles versus Trevor Cahill. I'm not as in love with Chris Davis tonight as I was the other day, but still, if you're punting at 3,100, you could do much worse with your time. Heading over to second base, you got Whit Merrifield leading the way at 5,500 and he's just been crushing it. Well worth the price, but it's going to be hard to do that this evening. Not a must play by any means. Ketel Marte is interesting at $5,200 as you do target lefties versus Tehran. Arizona's got a 4.5 team total. Lefties 348, righties 295. So Ketel Marte at 52 is very much in play. So is Max Muncy at 49 versus Anibal Sanchez. Good stuff there. If you want to fade Greinke, Ozzie Albies at 47 in a GPP I can get behind. Cesar Hernandez really starting to hit a good, averaging 9 points in his last 10 games. 26, 9, 5, and 15 in his last 4. It sucks he doesn't hit towards the top of the order, but $4,600 versus Homer Bailey. Nice value in a great matchup. You got Eric Sogard at 45 versus Dylan Covey. You can take a peek at that one. Jonathan Villar against Cahill at 44, also good. But like Tommy La Stella, he double-donged again yesterday. It's the third time he's double-donged this year. Averaging 9.4 his last 10. It's 32, 0, 0, 14, 7, 4, 12, 22. So when he goes off, he goes off. He's $4,300 coming from the left side of the dish versus Dan Straley. Again, the Angels, the highest total on the slate. Lefties 365, righties 332. I hate it because he went off yesterday, so probably more popular than he should be. But second base, third base eligible for La Stella versus Straley at 43 is a good play. You get a little bit of savings, which you'll want. It's a good play. It sucks. I wouldn't say it's cash, but it's very good for Tommy La Stella. Yeah, that's so weird to say that. I feel like I need to wash my mouth out with soap after that. All right, going below 4K, though. Adam Frazier at 38 versus Wainwright for some savings, if you so choose. Jerks and Profar having a couple of good games. He had a 2 yesterday, but then an 18, a 21, an 8, a 3, an 11, a 9. Maybe he's starting to get it going finally. He's $3,800 at home against Anderson. A little bit of savings for you there. And then like Chris Taylor versus Anibal Sanchez at 37, somebody can go to. Robbie Cano at 36 versus Pablo Lopez, another piece of savings you can look at. And then last but not least, he's been leading off a lot for San Diego. If he's leading off, I know he's struggling. He's hitting .77 with a .565 OPS. It hasn't been pretty. But if Ian Kinsler's leading off in Coors Field, he's $3,500. You take a piece of that action all day long. Third base, you got Arenado at 57 against Lauer. That's a great spot. You know, I talked about him the other day versus Holland. Well, he went deep versus Holland. Arenado, great spot versus Eric Lauer. You definitely lock and load. You got Bregman who's swinging it good. Hunter Dozier swinging it well versus Arrieta, but I still try to get to Arenado if I'm going up high. Or I go down to Eduardo Escobar at 49 versus Tehran, left side of the plate. Machado and Coors at 48 versus Marquez. But after Arenado, it's probably Yoan Moncada for me at $4,700 versus Cletus. Someone to definitely take a peek at there. You got the hot Justin Turner at 47. You can look at David Fletcher, third base outfield eligible. We like him leading off versus lefties. Usually when righties are on the mound, he's not leading off. If he's leading off, though, he's still in play at 4,600 versus Dan Straley. That price tag is just getting a bit steep there for Fletcher, but he's in play tonight at 4,600. Going down a little more, Rafael Devers at 43 versus Eric Swanson is definitely a guy you can look at in that matchup. Tommy La Stella again at $4,300. Just got done talking about him. Ryan Healy versus Erod at 42. You could go there if you want. Ty France as well. I prefer a lefty versus Marquez for the most part, unless like your name's Manny Machado or something. But France is swinging it okay. He's 4K. If you're looking to stack, he's there. Not so much a one-off as a Padre. You got Matt Carpenter at 38. That's a guy I'd definitely take a look at if you're looking for some savings at the position. Other than that, there's not a ton that stands out right away. Maybe a Ryo Ruiz at 3,500 versus Cahill. If he's in the middle of that order, you can take a peek at him for some savings as well at the hot corner. Shortstop, Jorge Polanco has been crushing it. He's up to 5,700 now versus Tyson Ross. That's a great spot. It's a crazy price tag. Minnesota 5.4 total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 356, righties 292. I love Polanco. 57 is steep. For a slate where we don't have a lot of cheap pitching, that is steep. So I like him a lot. If you can fit it, go for it. But $100 cheaper, you got Trevor Story and Coors versus Lauer. Trevor Story's in the better spot. Like, literally, there's nothing else I can say. So you want to play Trevor Story. Polanco's going to be 0% owned, basically. So you got that leverage working for you off of Story. But Story's in the better spot at 5,600, bottom line. You got Mondesi at 55, really good look there. Paul DeJong at 51, loves his right-handed pitchers. He's facing Trevor Williams, who's no pushover, but a 4.6 team total for St. Louis. Lefties 317, righties 304, and DeJong loves him some right-handed pitching. Just keep that in mind. You got Carlos Correa versus Lance Lynn. You want lefties versus Lynn, but Correa's crushing it at 5K. Houston 5.2 team total, fifth down on the slate. Lefties 342, righties 292. Correa's 5,000. You got Eduardo Escobar at 49. Talked about him already. Talked about Machado at 48. As usual, shortstop's very, very top heavy because it does get quiet. Andrelton Simmons at 45. I like Andrelton. I love the matchup. If you're stacking, yes. I'm not one-offing Andrelton at 4,500. Just not doing it. But a part of a stack, yes. Eric Sogard at 45, stack, yes. Francisco Lindor at 45 is intriguing. Trevor Cahill at 44, loaded shortstop position, loaded. You got Marcus Semien at 41 if you want to save some cash. You got Tim Beckham at 39, loves him some lefties. So a couple guys there, but if you're saving money, it's pretty simple. If you're punting, you're playing cash, you want to pay up for pitching, Corey Seager's $3,700 versus Anibal Sanchez. I know Seager's very, very inconsistent, but when you get the price points you've been getting, you know, 2-5 the last two nights with an 11 and a 14 prior to that. Yeah, $3,700, tremendous upside there with Corey Seager, a guy you just can't sleep on. Jose Iglesias, if he's in a good spot in the Giants lineup at 36 against D-Rod, you can take a peek at him. And then Jose Peraza, second base shortstop eligible at 3,300, is another punch you can look at on this slate versus Derek Rodriguez, because Rodriguez might get the job done. It's not a hitter-friendly ballpark, but he pitches to a ton of contact, a ton of contact. So the Reds as cheap punt-type stuff, cash game-type stuff, you can look there if you need to. Outfield, it's going to be ridiculous on a 14-game slate, so bear with me. But Cody Bellinger, yes. Springer, yes. Great spots. You got the outfield combos of Blackman, Dahl, Tapia, all from the left side of the plate, all still okay against Lauer. As I already mentioned, lefties are hitting the 337, righties 331 off Lauer. So don't sleep on that because you're also going to get a lot of the Padres bullpen. Yeah, Mike Trout against Dan Straley at 57 is outstanding. A guy that'll get overlooked because his price tag continues to rise is Michael Brantley at 5,600 versus Lance Lynn. Lefties versus Lynn. Brantley will go super low owned in this matchup. We talked about Verlander always giving up home runs. Joey Gallo in a GPP at 54 is really sneaky nice. You got Hunter Renfro and Franmil Reyes. Renfro's 53. Franmil Reyes is stupid cheap. I'll get to his price in a minute. But Reyes is a really good play in Coors. Renfro, not bad, but Reyes, I like that a lot. You got Eddie Rosario at 52 versus Tyson Ross. That's a solid look as well. Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, Benintendi, all really good versus Swanson. Betts is 51. Benintendi and JD are way too cheap today. We'll get to their prices here shortly. But after Mookie Betts, I mentioned Tapia and Dollar are both 51 in their matchups. Shohei Ohtani, very interesting at 4,900 versus Dan Straley. He's back. He's supposed to have no restrictions. He had 10 points yesterday. He's basically 2-for-11 in his start. His first two hits were yesterday. So keep an eye on Shohei versus Straley. Could be a good time to jump on that train at 4,900. Mentioned JD's only 48. You got Dwight Smith Jr., GPP relevant versus Cahill. But Cole Calhoun's $4,800. It's pricey for Calhoun, but a great matchup there versus Dan Straley. Something to definitely take a look at. 23 DraftKings points yesterday. 23, 2, 9, and 7, 8, but then 18 and 14. He's very streaky. Maybe more cash than GPP upside, but for Straley, definitely in play. Bryce Harper versus Homer Bailey at 48 is oh so nice. So there's a lot of options. Like, it's crazy on this 14-game slate. You got Jerron Dyson and David Peralta at home against Tehran. Peralta went deep yesterday, 4,700. He's in play. Mentioned Benintendi's too cheap. He's $4,600 versus Eric Swanson, so a lot to like there. Mentioned David Fletcher already. Alex Gordon at 46 versus Arrieta, GPP only. Franmil Reyes, $4,600 in Coors versus Marquez. You know, you got Renfro at 53, who's crushing it. He's playing great. But Franmil can crush it just as much, and he's $700 cheaper, so keep that in mind. Jock Jams is $4,600 versus Anibal Sanchez. That's a really nice look in that matchup. You go down farther, you got like Andrew McCutchen versus Bailey at 45. If you're stacking Philly, McCutchen is in play. Max Kepler, 45, $600 cheaper than Eddie Rosario. Rosario's got much more power, both really good plays. I mentioned Hunter Pence went deep yesterday almost twice. He's 45 versus Verlander. Going down farther, you got Will Myers and Coors at 44. Nick Markakis versus Greinke, GPP only. Like Nick Castellanos at 42 versus Odorizzi. If you're fading Odorizzi, you go there. Jose Martinez loves him some righties. He's 4,200. So there's still options down below. If you don't go up high, there's good options. And one is Alex Verdugo at 4,200 versus Anibal Sanchez. He's a guy you can definitely target in this cheaper range. Mentioned Gregory Polanco going off yesterday for 30 DraftKings points. He went 3-for-4, two doubles, a homer, three RBIs. He has 37 and 19 in his last three, then a 0, a 10, and an 11. So he's got 10 or more in four of his last six games. He's 4K versus Adam Wainwright. If you're not using Wainwright as a punt, Polanco at 4K is some nice salary relief with some tremendous upside in this matchup. Farther down you look, though, you got guys like Adam Eaton, maybe, if you're stacking Washington. Josh Reddick from the left side versus Lynn. We'd target Lynn with lefties, 3,900. If you're looking to be contrarian versus Verlander, Nomar Mazzara's got that power upside at 39 as well. So many ways to go in the outfield. So many ways. Depends on how you're building your stacks. If you're looking for value, it's all spread out. That's why it's hard to kind of narrow it down on a podcast like this. That's where the TQE member Discord or the Fantasy Degen Slack chat ask away, and we can narrow some more things down for you as we get closer to lock time and lineups come out and you got your decisions getting made for you. But so a few more guys to look at. It is pretty bleak below 4K, like Nico Goodrum versus Odorizzi at 37, Chris Taylor versus Anibal at 37. Those are a couple looks you could take a peek at. Other than that, there'll be like Steven Duggar at 36 as a punt. You could go that direction. Steve Wilkerson versus Cahill, second base outfield eligible at 35. Brandon Nimmo versus Pablo Lopez at 35. So you have some options. Brian Reynolds at 35. So there are some plays down here, but again, we'll wait till lineups come out, see where everything hashes out in the end. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got Luis Castillo up top. What is it? With a bullet. You got Justin Verlander, Zach Greinke, Zach Wheeler. Some very, very good options up here in the 9K and above range. In the middle, Jake Odorizzi at 88 versus Detroit's outstanding. Really good stuff there. You got Erod at 8,800 versus Seattle. Pablo Lopez at 81. Sneaky nice. I really don't want to go below 8K, but you're going to need to if you want to get a bunch of bats, most likely, unless you get a little more balanced. I got Wainwright 1, Cahill 2 down below. Cahill's super sketchy, but that's where we're at tonight. If you're stacking it up, it's the Angels against Dan Straley in a smash spot. You got Coors Field, Colorado versus Eric Lauer, oh so nice. Boston versus Eric Swanson is interesting. I like Angels in Colorado above him. You got the lefties of Minnesota versus Tyson Ross. You can sprinkle in some righties if you want to, but they could be very low-owned on this slate. Houston versus Lance Lynn, especially from the left side. But like Philadelphia versus Homer Bailey, that seems like it's just going to go overlooked. Harper's only 45, Reese is 52, and he loves hitting righties with power. McCutcheon, Odubel, Cesar Hernandez, so on and so forth. Lot to like there with that Philly lineup. You got the Toronto Blue Jays versus Dylan Covey. That can be interesting as well. So many ways to go. Dodgers versus Animal, White Sox versus Buchholz, Arizona versus Tehran. Many, many, many ways to go on this slate. I prefer the Angels. I prefer Colorado, Philadelphia, Minnesota. You can get weird. I think the Dodgers will be a nice late-night hammer. So, again, when lineups come out, join us in the chat. We'll figure it all out for you. BVP it up. Send her on her way. Pujols 10 for 21. A double, two homers off Straley. Trout, 9 for 20. Two doubles and a homer. Calhoun's got a double and a homer as well. Good stuff there, as you'd expect, versus Dan Straley. Miguel Rojas, 3 for 9 with two homers off Zach Wheeler. That's interesting. Not going to play him, but interesting. You got Jay Bruce, D. Gordon, Edwin, Tim Beckham have all homered off of Eduardo Rodriguez. Something to keep in mind there. Edwin's 6 for 18 with a double and a homer. Danny Santana, 4 for 14 with a double and a homer off Verlander. Kenner Falefa's taking him deep. Elvis Andrus, 18 for 53, two doubles. It's a 340 average. Asdrubal's gone deep twice on him. Chu, 3 times. Gallo once. Adore once. But as a team, they're at 215. Those guys went deep off of them, but not good averages. So it's kind of, again, boom or bust, like you expect, versus Justin Verlander. As you go down more, Andrew McCutcheon, 16 for 51, two doubles and a triple on Bailey. That's a 314 batting average. Good stuff there from Kutch. Matt Carpenter, 8 for 19, two doubles and three homers off Trevor Williams. Reminder, Matt Carpenter's $3,800, and he's first base, third base eligible. And Paul DeJong, 5 for 12, three doubles and a home run off of Trevor Williams. As a team, we can keep going if you want. Colton Wong, 4 for 8. Ozuna, 5 for 7. Jose Martinez, 7 for 18. Yadier, 6 for 20. As a team, they're hitting 348 off Trevor Williams. 408 WOBA, 193 ISO. St. Louis with a 416 total could be sneaky. Trevor Williams is good. St. Louis, you know, they put up 17 last night, so it's hard to do this kind of thing back-to-back nights, but you look at their success versus Trevor, that could be interesting to keep in mind if you're trying to be weird later. Josh Bell, 5 for 11 with a double and a homer off Waino. Starling Marte, 10 for 37, double, two homers as well versus Adam Wainwright. Trevor Story's taking Eric Lauer deep, shocker. Austin Hedges, Greg Garcia, Eric Hosmer, Will Myers have all taken Herman Marquez deep. A few more to maybe take a look at. Tyler Flowers, 5-for-10, 2 doubles off Greinke. Matt Joyce, 8-for-29, 2 doubles and a homer. Not too worried about Matt Joyce, I'll be honest with you there. Couple more. Steven Duggar, 3-for-5, 2 doubles. Nothing crazy. Tucker Barnhart, Yasiel Puig, Eugenio Suarez, Nick Senzel, and Derek Dietrich have all taken Derek Rodriguez deep. D-Rod got shelled his last time out. This is more than one. He's faced these guys like at least twice now. He's gotten beat up both times he's faced them. A 320 average against, 571 WOBA, 640 ISO. Sure, it's not a huge sample size, but they have taken Derek Rodriguez to pound town this year. It's just, it's in AT&T Park. There's better ways to go tonight. That'll wrap it up for Quick Hits. Friday, May 10th in the books. Again, check out thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba for all your needs there. Draft.com, promo code SD Sports, free $3 entry. Rating and review on iTunes would much appreciate it. Go check out Fantasy Sports or FantasyDegens.com to go get all the stuff you need. Francisco's got your Italia Serie A soccer for the weekend. Proline Picks has, or Proline Bets has your bets for the weekend for MLB and more to come. You got Bench with Bubba, episode 169 with Max Freeze dropped last night. You got 168 with Nate Dawkin earlier this week, so go check those out. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 108 is out. Really fun stuff there. The Manager Royal Rumble was a blast. And more to come this weekend, so go check it all out, fantasydegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. But I hope everybody has a great weekend. It's going to be a fun one. Hope everybody has a good Mother's Day. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 10th edition. I'm out.
This is Sean Grain from the Sports Gambling Podcast, and in case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans, plus guys like me who just love betting on sports. Over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised over $10 million to expand their team, podcast network, and business operations. Now they are raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding source that connects startups with investors. It's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be part of a growing startup. You can invest for as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. I can vouch for Sports Gambling Podcast and our Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Our partnership with Blue Wire has really been vital to us growing. Kevin and his team do tremendous work over there. So Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which in turn will help this show and many like them continue to grow. If you'd like to be part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, go to WeFunder.com/BlueWire.